Good evening.
Good evening. We'll welcome you.
May I ask you, please, to lower your light?
What's with it?
Are you all quite comfortable with the dinner?
Everybody happy?
Everybody.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Good. Before we embark upon the work this time, I want to say to you about the information you asked upon last time.
Yes.
I say to you, the communicator was indeed a traveler, but the information given to you was a visionary aspect of what is likely to come.
I think that clarifies it.
You see, by your earthly clock, that time is not here now. Therefore, there are likelihood of changes. So, please accept it as such.
Yes, certainly. It certainly clears it in my mind. I thank you for having taken the trouble to verify it for me.
I clarified it for you enough, I hope.
Yes, you have indeed. Thank you.
Now, I want to say thank you to our friend who has welcomed another into this room.
Sure.
An area of her work has begun. I am pleased to say.
That will please her, I'm sure.
It probably is an aspect of her work she had not considered.
Is that so, Sarah?
Yes.
You hadn't considered it?
Before?
No.
No.
Thank you.
I speak of the young
man. The young man.
You see, you have communication skills. Skills which should be put to use for the work of spirit.
Thank you.
I know your thoughts have traveled along many other lines, but keep it open, please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we continue, does anyone wish to ask me any questions?
Any questions from anybody?
I just had a question about an old chap. I think he's had a heart attack recently, his name's Don. And I wondered if anything could be done for him, or if some advice could be given to help him.
Let me say about this. There is nothing you can do except to give your loving thoughts. You cannot do more than that for this one.
All right, Mark. You said to do answer, please, because the voice connection is important.
Yeah, that's very clear.
Okay.
While we speak of these matters, let me speak of the one known to you.
Yes.
do not look upon passing as something undesirable, because you know it is not.
No, it is not.
I would say only to you all, it is an extension of life.
Of course.
Do not be concerned, all will be well with that one.
I'm sure he will soon be establishing himself in his new life. I had not told all our friends yet that Graham passed on today at 11 o'clock. Thank you, Senator.
Yes. It will take time. I would just say there are recriminations.
Mm-hmm.
But we do not look further at this time.
No.
I will leave it with you.
Yes, sir.
And let us continue.
Thank you.
I promised you last time someone you would find of interest.
You did so, yes.
Yes. Let me ask you, please. Are you prepared to be used? Or would you rather that the instrument I am using be used?
I think on this occasion it might be better if you could use the instrument you are already using, please.
Fine. Let us bring forward the one who is waiting.
Thank you very much indeed.
In the meantime, I think we have communication with Lady for a short time.
Thank you. Lady.
Then we will continue with our visitor.
Thank you. I will see to the lady then.
Am I audible?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, thank you. Is you are audible? We are very happy that you have come to visit us.
Difficult at the moment.
Yes, you will find that it will become easier for you as you continue speaking.
Yes, I will speak if you forgive fluctuations in the voice.
Of course, that doesn't matter in the least.
Firstly, I am glad to join you all. I have been aware of this moment for some time.
Have you?
For which much preparation has taken place.
Yes, I'm sure it is not easy for you to do these things. And we do appreciate the trouble you go to.
Say you never thought you would be interested in hearing what I do within our world.
I am sure we shall all be most interested.
In fact, I do more than one job, I think you would say.
Yes, we would say, use that expression.
But mainly, I am an escort of light.
An escort of light. Mm-hmm.
You understand what that is? No, I'm being told. No, they do not. That is why you were sent. Yes.
All right.
I'm finding myself now.
Yes, that's fine.
Yes. What I do and what I mean by an escort of light, perhaps you will recognize it when I say, I am the unseen being of light when people travel the tunnel of light.
Oh, now we are with you.
I am the vision of light that awaits the passing.
Oh, that's lovely, and we do thank you for the effort you put into this. We've heard about it so many times.
I think we are the unknown entities of the spirit world.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
So many times when these things are recalled, we are referred to as I think I felt and could feel someone there, but we were not sure.
That's right, you're absolutely correct.
Yes, and people feel and think they see something, but are never sure.
That's quite right, you're absolutely correct in all that. We've heard it so many times.
Well, I have to tell you, I am not unknown, I am real.
Yes.
Yes.
And we quite believe that.
Yes.
And so that is your main task, is it?
That is my main mission,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, mission is a better word. You don't consider it a task.
It is no task.
Yeah.
It is work. It is growth.
Right.
It is unending love.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask on behalf of all my colleagues here, I'm sure they would wish to ask the question, why is it necessary to have a tunnel? Is that to conduct and direct energies between the two planes of life?
Yes, it is to buffet the soul.
Yes.
It would be too much of a shock, too much of energy shock on the spirit. It needs to be buffeted.
I see.
And that is the reason why most I would say not all, but most people feel that love energy around them.
Yes, I see, and it's concentrated by means of what we call, or what you call, the tunnel.
You see, within this so-called tunnel, it is energy of love, I prefer to call it.
Yes, quite.
It is seen as a tunnel because of the state of the soul at a particular transition stage.
Mm-hmm.
That is all. But we remain mainly unseen because the soul at that time needs to be protected.
I follow. And I quite understand that it would be a shock. So you appear to them just as a light to the newly passing soul.
To those of a little more awareness, I and others sometimes appear as a very, very dull image of what they assume is a person, but they are never sure.
I follow.
It very much depends on the awareness of the passing spirit.
So you can appear in a varying degree of light or dimness according to the ability of the soul to accept what it is experiencing at that time.
Yes. As you know, while in your physical being, that all of you vary in degrees of awareness, then that is how you perceive the tunnel of light and as escort beings of love.
I see.
It is all to do with spiritual awareness.
Mm-hmm. I think I would be right in saying that it is not necessary for every soul to pass through that tunnel.
Of course not. Of course not. Some find themselves immediately in our side of life.
Yes.
Yes. It is not something that is experienced by all by any means. But of course we know of those who will experience this, and thereby our task becomes imminent. You see?
Yes, you adjust accordingly to the one who is about to enter.
You see, in the in-between state of what you term life and death, sometimes it is necessary for us to show ourselves as a bright light.
Yes. That would overcome, I imagine, any attempt there is not to leave this plane. The fact that there is a bright light would attract a reluctant soul.
Yes, of course. That is one of the objects of it. That there are those within their bodies who will fight to the very last to remain within their physical overcoat.
Yes. I see. And going back to the fact that some do not need to pass through the tunnel, I refer to my own wife's comment when she came over, that there was what she described as a puff of wind, that she found herself in your plane of life.
Yes. Let me say, what or who do you suppose is the puff of wind? I have many guides.
Uh-huh.
You see, whichever way, whatever happens in the transition stage, we are always there, whether we are known or seen or unseen.
Yes, I imagine that she was feeling an enfoldment of love to welcome her.
Yes, and you say those words. Beautifully. We
are a little older than Gopala. That is what I am. I feel so emotional when I say those words whilst using a physical voice.
Yes.
It is something of beauty. I have experienced much joy, much sadness from those on your side of life, but mainly the joy it brings to those who work together really is something to behold.
Yes, I think we are quite unable to imagine the extent of joy that is possible in your world.
You cannot. One day, perhaps you will, but we speak of such a long time of development before you could achieve such
things. I'm sure it will take a long time.
I am being told to say to you a little of how those of us are chosen to do this work.
That would be most interesting for us to know.
Forgive me if I don't seem forthcoming, but it is strange for me to sit within a physical body,
yes,
trying to express what is, I don't know, seems so beyond your understanding.
It must be difficult for you.
So, I mean, permitted to tell you a little more.
Yeah, that would be very nice for us to hear.
We come from a state of what I can only term supreme love. I believe you term it bliss.
Yes.
That is the closest word.
Yes, I think that is the closest we can get to it.
Once that stage is reached, then there are many options open to us. I will speak a little of what I felt at the time of deciding of how I wanted to continue with my growth.
Yes, please.
I was listening to a gathering of many when one speaker stepped forward who would give to me inspiration for what I had to do. I had a choice. I could continue as I was. I could teach others. Many who would come and gather around me to teach. By this I was most humbled. But henceforth came the speaker of light, and approach me he did, and
without going into too much detail, he showed me that the way that I should go would be to come back, not as someone visible and known, who would be grateful for such things, but to return through many spheres to help those who are lost, who are lonely, who needed help. Can you understand?
Yes.
How shattering this realization was to me?
I think I can.
Because, you see, I suppose even in this state of bliss, there existed an element of vanity.
It must have been shattering.
Not vanity as you would imagine the word to mean. But you see, to have people come to you for you to teach is a very great privilege.
Yes.
And I, in, I don't know the word to express to you, in my ignorance, I suppose, thought that this was my soul's way or growth.
Yes, I understand.
So, I was left for a time to reconsider, because I had said to you it was my choice.
Yes.
I had the choice. And I realized that this was the way I must go.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, to become an escort of light, not to be seen, not to be recognized, but to have someone know that you are something, was indeed a very big experience for me.
Yes, I'm sure it must have been. As you mentioned, coming back through the spheres, but coming back to a lower sphere, if I can use that expression, does not have to be a permanent condition for you, does it?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
You go back to your own sphere that you have earned.
Return often how to repeat, to replenish, to be amongst those I should be with. I need to do this.
Yes, I can understand.
We all need. I think you would term it to recharge your battery.
That's our expression.
Yes. Someone just told me, saying that you'll be fine.
Yes,
recharge our battery.
That's right. We perfectly understand that expression.
Yeah. It's quite a comparison, don't you think?
Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm a being of light, and I need to charge my battery.
Right.
Yes. Yes. It's quite amusing.
It's an expression we completely understand.
Yes, I had rather forgotten how amusing you beings could be. I have long forgotten. That is not to say we do not have our fun.
No, of course not.
Of
course. Well, then you do.
We do.
And so you periodically go back and then come down through the spheres again to be an escort of light for a given period.
Yes.
Until you feel the need to return to the place which you have earned so far.
There is no such time. The need is known. The need to return is known.
It would be known and you would be taken back, yes.
This, I believe, is something you don't know much about. That all needs all time is known. We do not set clocks, we do not use calendars, but all is known.
Yes, all is known. Though we cannot understand it, we quite accept it.
Let me speak a little more.
Please.
Yes. I hope I am not taking too much of your time.
Heavens, no. Go on as long as you wish.
You are most kind. Yes. Someone saying, do not procrastinate. Go on speaking. If I am doing that, don't mean to.
We're really thrilled to have you speaking to us like this. And I don't use that word lightly.
Thank you. I do feel your warmth. Let me speak a little. Let me tell you what happens to your souls who are buffeted by us. We escort them to the area, I think you would say, their destination.
Yes, the one they have fitted themselves for in their physical life.
No, let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
Their destination when they first arrive in our side of life.
That's it.
They are greeted mainly by those who are known to them for recognition purposes. If not, they are met by those who have helped to keep them safe throughout their earthly life.
I see.
But in any case, there is someone who, to the being just arrived, who is solid. Rather than we who are unseen, they can see, they can feel, they can touch if they so wish.
They can identify more fully and more comfortably with those people, I understand.
Yes. But this is not where they are destined to be, because before that happens, they have to have a rerun of their earthly life.
See.
Much has been spoken on this. Once this happens, then we withdraw and they are left in the hands of those who are there to help.
And those people would be nearer the physical plane than you can be.
Yes.
Okay.
We help them, but we leave them when they actually leave the earthly realm. You understand?
Yes, I do.
We then return to those who need us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say something, may I?
Yes, please.
those of you who say, I think I saw this. I think I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Most times, they are not seeing anything spiritual. Because when they do, there is no doubt. No doubt. So, can I say to you, I'm being hurried along because I'm slowing down. I do believe I'm not aware of it, but am I slowing, please?
I think we can have a lot, sir. No.
Thank you. When you see a spiritual light, those of us who work in that way, you will not doubt it. You will know it is the truth. If you have doubts, then by all accounts, it is not from spirit.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, sir. It would make such a vision would make such an impact.
Yes.
That we would have no doubt about it being spiritual.
Yes. And that is why when you have people who are close, who are ill, who see these spiritual lights which no one else can, that is why they are so positive. That is why no one can persuade them otherwise.
I follow.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm. So other visions which people had then would be classified as clairvoyance, would they, rather than spiritual visions?
Yes. Yes. That's true. Yes, that is what I'm trying to express to you. There would be no doubt. No doubt. Now, forgive me, I'm being held a little here.
Yes, I thought so.
It's not quite as easy as I presumed it would be. But nevertheless, I hope I am giving you information not known to you.
You certainly are doing that. And we are extremely grateful to you.
When the tunnel of light is seen, it almost radiates down to the forehead of the being who is seeing the tunnel.
I see.
And they are drawn. You know, the spirit leads that way. I'm being told you have the knowledge of that.
Mm-hmm.
Travels up the tunnel, which, if you can visualize, the energies are much heavier at the bottom.
Yes.
As the being travels closer to us, then the energies become much, much lighter.
That would account for the fact that we have been told by a number of rescuers, as we call them, with which we have dealt, that their journey through the tunnels suddenly becomes faster and faster.
Yes, and their experience as they come closer to spirit side of life, there is more they feel and things they see.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course,
on the lighter energies, much more work can be done. The closer we go to the denser energies, the more difficult it is to help that spirit.
And you are experiencing by talking to us tonight.
That is why I found it so difficult.
Yes.
But I must say, the longer I stay, the easier it becomes.
Good. I'm pleased to hear that.
Yes. Now, yes, yes. Would you like to ask me anything?
Yes, there was one question I would wish to ask you. You have said that all is known in your world, and this we can accept. But in what way are you given the information that a soul is approaching the time to go through the tunnel, or to reach your plane?
How do we know?
Mm-hmm.
Because we see their light. We do not see you as human beings clothed within these bodies, heavy, heavy, heavy. No, we are attracted by the light energy which become depleted.
I see. So you know then that the time has come for that soul to take its journey to you.
Let us say it is not an instantaneous thing. If the knowledge is known, there are many preparations made.
Yes.
But of course, there are occasions on your earthly plane where life ends, as you would say, sooner than it should.
Mm-hmm.
In those instances, we are instructed by those higher beings of light who have much more knowledge than we do.
I see. If I ask the question, because last night, 24 hours ago in our time, I was asked by a communicator from one of the spheres near us that if I wished to see a gentleman, a friend of long standing, whom I knew would not recover his health, I was asked to go and see him as quickly as possible. It occurred to me when that statement was made that you must have the knowledge that they would soon be passing.
Yes, of course we do. That knowledge exists beforehand, as I have said, preparations are made.
Yes.
Because let me explain a little to you. I mean, told to explain this to you a little more. When you are on the earth as you are, when you are in full health, your energies shine out to us like beacons.
Mm-hmm.
Pure light energy. Because you are spirit, you see.
Yes.
We see the spiritual aspects of you, not the human, heavy, dense matter.
Mm-hmm.
You follow?
I do follow.
As those energies deplete, as illness comes upon you, so your colors, your energy, your light changes. Subtly, slowly, slowly. So there comes a certain stage within your living when we are aware that the time is near for you to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Your colors and your light. Rather,
like a magnet that attracts many to it.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
That is how we are aware.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if you ask Salumet, he will explain that there are many whose task it is to do this work.
To remind you of the imminent passing of somebody from this earth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But of course remember too that those loved ones on the lower levels who are closer to those they have left behind are in constant touch, and they also know when their time is near.
So they will have the knowledge to interpret the fading of the energy.
They will be aware. Mm-hmm. That is how the preparation can take place.
Yes. And that is how relatives who have passed on are able to appear to the one who is due to pass.
Yes, because you see, the very fact of the energy depleting is enough to draw those loved ones to that soul.
Thank you, that's very clear.
Have I helped you in understanding?
I think undoubtedly you have.
Because, after all, that is what we are trying to impart to you.
Yes, you have given us wonderful information tonight. There is one final question I feel the power is going. One final question I would like to ask. In the case of a person suffering an unexpected accident, we have always presumed that their time on this earth has been cut short because of that accident. That may or may not be so. It's difficult to say. Perhaps their time had come and they came over because of that accident. But in the case of somebody's life being cut short prematurely from what had been planned, am I right in presuming that they are cocooned in some way, if I can use that expression, until such time as their predetermined travelling to you arises? That sounds awfully complicated, but I think you know what I mean.
Yes, I understand your question.
Okay.
Not always. Not always. It would depend on the period of time that lapsed between the passing and the intended natural passing.
I see.
You follow?
Yes. It would depend upon the amount of time still left.
Let me give you an example.
Please.
Salumet is telling me this subject has been discussed.
Yes, we did discuss it some time ago.
But he's telling me, continue.
Thank you.
Let me say, if you have a child who really was destined to live much longer, if the period of the earthly years was one of long duration,
yes,
then of course the child would be cocooned until such time. Because you see, we have said it is a shock.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
So you must not try to visualize your earthly years. You should not try to imagine time as you know it. Because that does not work for you. If, for instance, someone's passing takes place, shall we say, just a few years of your earthly time, then there is no reason why they should not go forward. They will be instructed, told of why that pathway was sooner than it should have been.
I see. Because that does clarify some points that had been in my mind since we did discuss it with Sandinet.
Yes.
I apologize to him for bringing it up again. It wasn't that he didn't explain it fully. I'm sure he did. But there were several questions in my own mind, and probably in the minds of my colleagues.
He's saying that is why he comes. Mm-hmm. He wants you all to fully understand.
Yes, and now we do. I'm sure it must have occurred to some of my friends here too, the same questions.
There are many, many difficult things for you to understand, we know, but we try to help.
You are certainly unraveling an awful lot for us.
Well, I hope it has been instructive.
I'm sure it has.
You can give forth the information given to you, or those who feel they have traveled the tunnel and returned, who say they felt sure there was someone there, but they could not see him.
Yes.
Perhaps you will remember me.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we should certainly do that.
Well, we know who it could have been.
Yes. You should certainly remember you, and we do all thank you, don't we?
Yes, thank
you. May the love of the Creator be with you all. And I know I won't be seeing you just yet.
We should think of you doing your job anyway.
Peace and love be yours.
And our love to you and to our friend Sandra.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Have you got the name?
They won't give it.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
No.
I could give you a name, but it would be useless.
No.
There is no need.
Mm-hmm. Just think of light.
This is what we do that is important.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
And our love to you, as I said, and to Sandra, and our deepest thanks to both of you for a most instructive teaching.
My friend, I hope you were pleased with what we could bring to you.
I think that's an understatement, if I might say so. Mm-hmm. You were delighted with what you brought for us.
For that one, it was a good experience. And now, I will say to you, the lady will end this time with just a few words. And I will say to you, until we meet again,
we look forward to that patiently. Thank you so much. God bless you.